The fewer people in jail, the less of a risk there is to spreading the coronavirus among inmates and employees. It also creates space within the jail to keep a distance between inmates and for quarantine if needed. County Sheriff Bill Redman says in mid-March, there were about 615 inmates, and as of Monday, that number was 466.
God forbid we have anyone test positive or we have an outbreak of COVID-19. Within our jail, whether it's inmates or a staff member, that would make it extremely difficult for us to maintain safety and security for our staff and the inmates.
Redman says police officers haven't been making as many immediate arrests for misdemeanors and nonviolent crimes. Instead, they've been doing more long-form arrests to help limit the amount of people in jail at one time. Prosecutor Ken Cotter says the county also released some nonviolent inmates waiting for court and those who are more at risk of getting COVID-19.
People are not getting away with crimes. Because of this pandemic, is it better for us to say, let's take that chance that maybe they won't come back and go ahead and release them now?
There are currently no positive cases of COVID-19 in the St. Joseph County Jail. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.